We are now joined by the head coach of the Crooks and Pirates, Coach Josh Hardy. As a coach, you're able to get another victory, advance to 3-0, 4-1 tonight. What did you see out there from your team?
Yeah, I mean, we found a way to win, right? I don't know how many shots we ended up with, but it was quite a bit, right? I thought their goalie played great. He's a young sophomore who I thought was really tough all night on us. He made some nice saves. We didn't do a great job getting to the net early. But in that third period, right, we got tough and we got to the net and we scored some nice goals right on the net, and it was a fun win for us.
Adversity early on in the season, you know, tied at 0-0 after one, you go down 1-0 on your own home ice, but then you're able to battle back and come through and score 4 consecutive goals. What was the message in between the first and second period, and then after they scored the first goal?
Yeah, you know, I mean, in between the first and second, it's, hey, we just keep doing what we're doing, right? I thought we dominated that period for long stretches of time, and we just weren't rewarded yet, and that was the kind of the conversation in the locker room that, hey, we don't look at the scoreboard, how do you feel about that period, right? And we felt pretty good about it. We thought we were doing a lot of things well, and then we go out in the second, like we talked about in the pregame, right? I mean, I want to see how we respond to some adversity. And we got down a goal early. It was, we just didn't mark a guy out front, and he buried on us. And now all of a sudden this game that we're dominating for long stretches, we're down a goal. So how do we respond? I thought it took us a little bit longer than I would have liked. But guys it's how you react on the bench. How do you feel about it? Right. And, they figured it out. And then all of a sudden, you know, Johnny on the spot, Bucky scores a big goal for us. And it seems like he tends to do that quite a bit. So, he squeaked one through, and then it was, things started rolling from there.
You talked about you wanted to get some greasy goals. Well, it felt like all of those, at least 3 of them were the greasy goals, and then you had Caden Edwards there on the breakaway at the end, shorthanded. Let's go through those 3 greasy goals that we ended up seeing, exactly what you were looking for. Guys out in front, getting to those dirty spots and putting in the work.
Yeah, you know, we put pucks on net and good things happen sometimes. That was kind of Bucky's goal, right? He squeaks one through, and then we get, I think Reese was the next one. Was that on power play, the second goal?
Yes, second and third.
Yeah, 2 power play goals. I mean, that's huge for us too, right? But Jay Reese is he's a little guy, but he works harder than anybody out there, it seems like, at times. And he was got rewarded for banging around out front and found the puck and did a nice job putting it in the back of the net. And then Garrett Fisher, same thing. Kind of not necessarily he plays more up on the wall in on that power play, but he snuck down in front of the net and again found a goal out front, and 2 power play goals is big, especially since we've been spending some time on it in practice. And if I'm being 100% honest, it hasn't been great. And our PK feels real good about themselves in practice most days. So for us to get 2 tonight and kind of crack that open was big.
A player that both Bo and I noticed that was really flying around tonight, Grayson Ecker, gets a couple of assists, now has 4 assists on the season, leads the team in points with 5. Let's talk about Ecker's play.
Yeah, I know Gray's been good. He's building his confidence here. That whole line together has been really solid for us all year. So he just skates so well. He's strong on the puck, and he's not even like he's a sophomore. Like when he's a senior, he's going to be a monster. But he's strong on the puck. He does things the right way. He works hard, and he's sort of I think Jay's maybe the engine of that line, but Gray does a lot of things really well to put them in positions to score. He's in position every time on the ice. It's not somebody I ever have to talk to about, hey, I need you here, hey, I need you here. He just one of those kids who's got a real high hockey IQ, and we're seeing him, obviously you see that with the pot, with the assists, and then he's got 1 goal on the year, an empty netter. We talked about that last week, but he's been a huge part of our offensive surge here, I guess.
And the offense, it seemed to warm up as the evening went on. 10 shots on goal in the first, 16 in the second, then 18 in the third, and also scoring depth. You get 3 of your 4 lines that put the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah, we were, again, depth-wise, I thought it was good again tonight. Bucky gets the goal, Jay, Fish, Eddie gets a shorty. I wasn't sure what he was doing on that breakaway. He said he watched a TED Talk. I don't know. Like, did he say that on the radio? Did he talk about his goal? I don't know. Yeah,
he had mentioned that he had
He says we need to watch it next day at practice, so I'm going to have to figure out what he's talking about. But, yeah, he scores a nice one. And I thought the next line was really good, too. I thought Michael Botchaw was dealing with a little bit of hip injury. He looked great. Mason Reitmeier is, like, just he can't get the monkey off his back. He seems like he's had a million chances to score, can't quite find the back of the net yet. He sends one down and hits the pipe on an empty netter. He just came back to the bench shaking his head. But I thought he was really good tonight. And then Lucas Miller is definitely a guy who is a big-time energy guy for us, and he had some great shifts tonight, too. So I thought top to bottom, we were really good.
Another really good performance. And your defense, too. We haven't really talked a whole lot about them. Tegan Lubinski, Tate Hamry, Blake Melshev, Riley Benson. And we even got to see a lot of Ty Larson and even some Coda Donarski, too.
We talked about that, too, in the locker room. Takes a penalty. Coda takes a penalty late in the game. But that saved us a goal, right? Like, he had to clear out in front, and that's what we need. That's what we need you to do. So, I thought they were really good all night. Ty had a couple of nice shots. He's so good on the puck coming out to the point and just one time in it real quick, and something that I can't do. So I always laugh, and he almost hit one out of the air tonight. So he's been great. And then those top four are kind of our workhorses, and they've been awesome. You know, Tegan Lubinski just goes and goes and goes and goes, and he's got a motor on him, man. He creates a lot of offense for us. As a sophomore, we had to play maybe a little bit more conservative style, and this year I said, you're going to love me this year because I'm just going to let you go. And he's been good. Offensively, he joins the rush. He carries the puck up. And then I know with him and Tate and regardless, any of our six defensemen, that they're gonna shut it down on the backside and do a good job for us. So only giving up one goal tonight. Obviously, we didn't give up a ton of shots, but I thought they had some decent scoring chances. And PK was up to the task again. You know, he doesn't stop a point blank shot in front, where not many goalies are, right? So he was tough for us all night, came up with some big ones, and a really good, again, top to bottom team effort. And now we head into tomorrow against St. Paul Johnson and a big Lions Cup game.
What do you know about St. Paul Johnson?
You know, not much. We went down there last year. I think we won 8-1. 8-0. We got the shutout, I remember, because I had to just take a picture so Bo can get the trophy right for me. But Jaron Bailey got the shutout down there, and we played a really good hockey game, and came out the next day and played another good one, I remember. But they're every year it's sort of a struggle to see how many guys we got. Are we going to be able to make a team? And Moose does a really good job down there getting those guys to buy in and play the right way and come out and play hockey. And they're going to come up and they'll be tough. They always are. They always work hard. But hopefully we can, you know, get the win again and retain the cup.
Well, we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night. Should be another good one. And as you try and make it 4-0, a 4-game win streak start would sound mighty nice.
Yeah, I don't know the last time we got off to a 4-0 start, but thanks to Mr. Lubarski, did a nice job scheduling us this year, and we got some wins early, which obviously helps to build the confidence, right? Like, the guys feel good about themselves right now, but we got to make sure that, hey, we feel good about ourselves, but we're still showing up every game. That was sort of our message pregame, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight. So, hopefully we can keep her going tomorrow.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.